Jesus, sweet, I know. Jesus, sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior. Ain't he sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Yes, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior. Ain't he sweet, I know. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. We have the victory. Victory, oh victory, we have the victory. Oh, victory, oh victory, we have the victory. Victory, oh victory, we have the victory. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour of the day, I need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee every hour of the day. I need thee every hour of the day. I need thee. Oh, bless my Savior, I come to, I come to thee. Praise the Lord, 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 praise, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Worthy God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Waymaker today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heart fixer today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Healer, hallelujah. Deliverer, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're calling on you this morning. Oh, we give you the glory today, God. We give you the honor today, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for a roof over our head on today. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, great God, hallelujah, ruler, hallelujah, omnipotent God, hallelujah, strong tower, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just bless you on this morning. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the praise on today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, for you did have to do it, but you did today, God. You woke us up this morning, dear God, and clothed in our right mind today, God. You gave us the ability, dear God, to breathe again. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you on today. We thank you, God, for your keeping power. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us through the week on today, God. Hallelujah. Another week today, God. You brought us through, God. You delivered us. Hallelujah. You set us free today, God. You gave answers today, God. Oh, you opened doors for us today, God. You closed doors today, God, and we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for everything that you've done, everything that you have yet to do, dear God. We thank you for life on this morning. We thank you for health on this morning. We thank you for strength on this morning. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for the ability of prayer today, God. Oh, God, to come together, dear God, to give you the glory, to give you the honor today, God, to lift you up, dear God, individually and collectively today, God. We thank you for unifying us through your blood today, God. Hallelujah today, God. We thank you for keeping a roof over our head today, God. One more day, God, and we thank you. We bless you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for food on our table. We thank you for water running in the house today, God. We thank you for heating the homes on today, God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you today, God, for being a healer today, a healer of the mind, a healer of the body, a healer of the spirit today, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Oh, God, for you didn't have to do it, but you did, dear God. You gave us a mind to yet think, dear God, ears to yet hear today, God, a mouth to yet speak today, God, a heart to yet beats today, God, arms to yet raise today, God, hands to yet clap today, God, legs to yet stand today, God. Feet yet to walk today, God. We honor you today, God. We honor you today, God. Oh, God, for you are the great physician, dear God. The way maker, dear God. God, that does not fail, the promise keeper that does not go back on his word today, God, and we say yes to your will. Yes, Lord God. Oh, thank you for giving us a spirit of yes to your will today, God. Yes to your way today, God. Oh, yes, Lord God, in everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we do today, God, we turn it to you, dear God. Oh, God, we just love you today, God. Oh, praise, all honor, it yet belongs to you today, God. Thank you for helping us today. Oh, God, even when we're weary today, God, even when we don't know how to pray, want to pray, dear God, you yet deliver us today, God, and we thank you for that, dear God. Oh, God, you don't take us lightly. We may take you lightly, but you never failed us yet today, God, and we thank you for that, dear God. Help us today, God. Help us today, God. Help us to keep our mind in perfect peace with our mind stayed on you today, God. Help us not to turn our back on you today, God, but help us to call out to you, dear God. What must I do to be saved on today? Deliver us today, God. Deliver us from self-doubt today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, deliver us today. Deliver us from self today, God. Oh, God, help us not to get caught up in what we do and how we do it today, God. For all honor yet belongs to you, Father. Oh, God, for you are the author and our finisher of our faith. It's in you, Father, that we move, that we live, and we yet have our being today, God. Oh, God, we're everything with you. We're nothing without you, and we just thank you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Now continue to look on us today, God. You know what we're standing in need of today, God. Oh, God, you know what we're standing in need of today, God. Every individual, every home, every church, every community, every schoolhouse today, God, every employer today, God, you know what we're standing in need of today, God. Father, you take control right now. In the name of Jesus, we lay it at your feet right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you do what needs to be done today, God. Help us, dear God, not to lean onto our own understanding today, God, but help us to lean into you today, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to give it all to you today, God. Not a portion of it, dear God. Oh, God, but all of it today, God. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, help us not to get weary. Ah, yes, Lord. Help us not to get weary today, God. But help us to continue to depend on you today, God. Oh, God, help us not to look to the government. Help us not to look to our pastors. Hallelujah. Help us not to look to our leaders today, God, but help us to look to you, dear God, for you give us strength, dear God. You provide today, God. Oh, God, you are the great provider today, dear God, of all things, dear God, for you are greater, you are stronger, you are wiser today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus right now, look on us right now. Touch our hearts right now. Oh, God, touch our mind right now. Touch our spirits right now. In the name of Jesus, help us to cry out to you, God. Oh, God, in our deepest hours, dear God, in our weariest times, help us to cry out to you today, God. Oh, God, oh, God, help us to honor you today, God, in all that we do today, in all that we say today, God, for you are God. Oh, the great I am, and we appreciate you right now. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, dear God. Now, Father, as we lift up holy hands to you, search us, dear God. Search us, God. Search us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet today, God. Search our will. Search our motives today, God. In the name of Jesus, provide the clarity for us today, God. Oh, clarity in your word. Clarity in your will today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah today, God. Help us to not lean to our own understanding, dear God. But as you search us, dear God, take out anything that is not like you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your peace today. Fill us with your wisdom today. Fill us with your joy today. Fill us with your grace. grace today. Fill us with your mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Continue to give us a spirit of yesterday, God, in all that we do, in all that we say today, God. We turn it over to you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Now touch every home right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch every home today, God. Every community, every home right now in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your angels of peace today, God. Oh, God, your angels of grace today, God. Oh, stand for us today, God. Walk through and anoint our houses today, God. Every window, every door, every floor today, God. Every inlet and every outlet today, God. Anoint it for your glory today, God. Oh, God, be the watchman over that home right now, dear God. Oh, take out sickness. Oh, disease right now, dear God. Confusion, destruction, dear God. Anything that comes to upset that house today, God, we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. For your blood yet prevails today, God. Oh, and your strength makes perfect on today, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every family right now, every spouse, every daughter, every son today, God. Oh, God, every caregiver today right now. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Make whole right now in the name of Jesus. In mind, body, and spirit on today, God. Oh, God, you be the way maker. Oh, you be the heart fixer. You be the mind regulator. Hallelujah. You be the peace of that house right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know right now, God, and we're looking to you, dear God, to carry us through. Oh, God, look on our pastors right now, every church right now. Every church leader right now, dear God, the fivefold ministry, dear God, the members, the laymen, dear God, oh God, from the pulpit to the door, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Let those be a place of healing, a place of salvation, a place of deliverance, oh God, a place of love, a place of peace, a place of protection, a place of help right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that's needed, let it be in that church house right now for those that are running to the doors right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against destruction, oh God. We come against division right now in the name of speak peace to the house of God right now in the name of Jesus. Look over our pastors right now today, God. Give them a greater anointing. Touch their bodies. Heal their minds. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever their need is today, God, we ask that you speak overflow to them, dear God, in mind, body, and spirit as they pour out to the people of God. Oh, God, and as they are blessed, the people shall be blessed, dear God. Oh, God, that every need will be met today, God. Oh, yes, Lord God, that those that are needing healing will be healed, delivered, and set free right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we pray for our nation, our president, our government today, God. Touch them, dear God, state to state, dear God, office to office today, God. You know, God, hallelujah. You know, God, hallelujah. Bless them right now, dear God. Protect the people of God right now. Oh, be a supplier, be a rewarder, dear God. Be a way maker. Let there be no lack today, God. Oh, God, there is no failure in you today, God. We speak the peace of God, dear God, over every missionary, over every evangelist, oh, God, every church throughout this nation today, God. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free, dear God. Oh, give a way of salvation right now, God. An ear to hear, a heart to open today, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, you just be glorified. You be praised today, God. In all that we do today, in all that we say today, God, have your way today, God. Have your way today, God. Those things we know to pray, dear God, we consider it done, dear God. Those unspoken requests today that went out into the atmosphere, we yet consider it done. God, hallelujah, we just thank you. We just bless you. We just praise you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yay, God, we thank you. For all glory and honor, it yet belongs to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. we thank God on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God on this morning. Greetings to all of you. This morning we have a special guest with us in the person of Pastor Marsha Scott. I want you to listen attentively to this prophetic woman of God that I believe has a word for each and every one of us on today. Hallelujah. Open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your spirit to receive the word from Pastor Marsha Scott. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to speak prophetically to what I feel the Lord gave me, specifically for those who'd be on the prayer line this morning. Can someone please unmute and confirm that you can hear me okay?
I can hear.
Thank you for that. Just a little funny story. I was invited to do a session on Facebook Live, and the apostle that had me on, we did about a good 35, 45 minutes, only to find out when we came off that there was no sound. So I always like to check in. Glory to God. I feel that praise this morning. I feel it bubbling up in my soul and in my spirit. I am so thankful to be a part with you ladies this morning and gents. I needed that prayer for myself. Amen. How many know that as intercessors, sometimes we go in the gap for other people, but sometimes we need to make connection, amen, with other prayer warriors so that we can get the things that we need. First, I'd like to read one of the devotions from my book. It's called The Secret is in the Sauce. I'm on page 11, and the title of the devotional is Assembly Required. So I just want to read a little excerpt of this one for you. All right? You didn't think you married the total package, did you? Did you think little Pookie with the beautiful brown eyes would grow up to be the next Barack Obama with little to no required effort? You launched that ministry, built that website, and carefully crafted your personal brand with expectations of overnight success. While the effort can be applauded, I feel the need to take you behind the curtains and share a very important ingredient necessary for major success and breakthrough. That important ingredient is called prayer. Of course, we know prayer. Greatness is not born. I just shared this with my ladies last week. I had to remind them that greatness is not born. It is birthed. It's not automatic. There is some major assembly required to move your situation from the rare or raw talent state to becoming a functional major operation that God can use. This is where you come into play. Are you aware of your ability to birth things spiritually through consistent focus and disciplined prayer? This type of prayer takes time and focus. All right, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to jump into what the Lord gave me to give to you on today. Amen. I'm going to pull the psalmist sentiments from Psalm 39, okay? God woke me up this morning. I was in 5 a.m. prayer, and he gave me Psalm 39. So I'm not going to read it, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to speak the sentiments of David's heart's cry as we explore a few points for you to ponder today. I'm going to give you 3 P's. God deals with me in letters. Amen. So our first P is prayer. The psalmist felt a sense of urgency. I want you to grab that today. He felt a sense of urgency. He used words like swift and brief. He realized that he didn't have a lot of time. Some of us spiritually and in our prayer lives, we've shifted. It's the fall. Listen, I'm going to leave my notes a little bit. I don't know about you, but it's something about the fall. You know, it's that comfort, cozy sweater, turtleneck, soup, hot drink, pumpkin spice type of season. And so we've gotten into chill mode, glory to God. But I come to tell you today that we've got to shift to a place of urgency. We can't take the scenic route. We're not on a Sunday stroll, but spiritually God is calling us to take arms and to become alert, amen, and to get into a place of urgency in prayer. I'd like to convey a sense of urgency again. I want to awaken in you that a sense of God's timing. God has a set time to bring you out. He has a set time for you to marry, single woman. He has a set time to deliver your child. We partner with God in prayer. I was reflecting this morning on how every major move, every promotion in my life, every new thing that I received, and every deliverance that I prayed for family and friends, came as a result of me partnering with God in prayer. What does that mean? God will speak to us. He will download to us. Sometimes he doesn't even have to speak it. We encounter warfare. We encounter problems in the marriage. We encounter our kids having needs. We encounter opportunities for promotion. We encounter places for ministry growth. Amen. If you can mute your phone for me, please. Amen. God will bring it right to us, but then life bring some things to us. And so when God has downloaded these things to me, amen, I begin to link arms, amen. They say that Jesus is on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, amen. So I link arms with the Father and with my natural prayer partner, Monica Blake, amen. And we have birthed and prayed some things through, amen, because greatness is not born, it is birthed, amen. Glory to God, amen. We partner with God, we partner with God. We must take action, amen. We must take up arms. He spoke it so clear to me. He said, tell my ladies, tell my gentlemen, tell the people that are on the prayer line, amen, that it's now it's time for them to take action, to take up arms. We must stay in the prayer posture and in the prayer position, amen. It's time to move now. He said, it's time to pray now. It's time to strike now, amen. It's time to fast now, amen. He said, it's time to travail immediately, okay? I'm taking you to my second P. The second P is procrastination. Another sentiment the psalmist experienced in Psalm 39 was disappointment. The spirit of disappointment is causing many of us to offer delayed, dry, doubt-filled prayers. That's three D's for you. Disappointment is a real thing in the life of the believer and intercessor. I'm going to share a testimony from my personal life. I've been praying for God to turn a situation around for me for years, right? It wasn't weeks, it wasn't months, but it was years. There was not a change that I could see in the natural. I eventually got to a place, amen, that I stopped hoping and I stopped believing for change in that particular area. Now I'm going ham. I'm praying. I'm in the gap. I'm calling down fire. I'm binding demons in other areas of my life. But this particular area of my life proved so disappointing, so hurtful, so unfruitful. It was so dead and dying and depleted, amen, that I truly stopped praying about this particular thing. When I felt the nudge of the Holy Spirit to pick up praying for that particular thing again, I was kind of done, right? Out of juice, just numb. I'd given up hope regarding this stubborn situation. I felt God telling me to pray again. Come on, anybody ever had God to show up, amen, and tell you to pray again, believe again, fast again, speak life again, love again, forgive again? But we can find ourselves so depleted and so numb, amen, due to disappointment, amen, that it's very difficult for us to approach that thing in prayer. Maybe there's someone on here today with a stubborn, stinky, and stale situation. That's four S's for you that needs to pray again. I felt God reassuring me at that time that if I just pray through, I'd eventually see things turn around in my favor. My response? Well, I would like to tell you that I had this great faith, amen, this mountain moving faith, and I just jumped into action. What I really had was a Sarah moment. Anybody remember Sarah? Amen. She laughed, and I laughed too. On the inside, I chuckled. I smirked. I felt like, yeah, right. There is no way that this situation is going to change. Come on, can we be real today? Can we take off the doilies and the lap cloths and you know, our titles and just say that we hit spaces and places in our lives, amen, where we really doubt, amen, that there is any divine intervention that can change a thing. And sometimes it's people. If I can just be transparent, it was a person that I was praying for. And I felt like, you know, God's not going to override their will to come in alignment and in agreement with what he has for them. And so I had given up, right? You see, I was dealing with the spirit of disappointment. Time and time again, things remained the same. And in some cases, they actually got worse. I quit. Anyone ever just flat out quit praying? Amen. Because it seemed totally impossible. All right. Something else I lifted from Psalms 39. I also began to complain. In Psalms 39, we find David making a commitment to watch his words, to watch what he spoke out of his mouth, because when we get in these places of disappointment, amen, if we're not careful, we begin to speak what we see instead of speaking what God said. We can even begin to pray in a mode of complaint. It's easy to speak life when our prayers are answered quickly. This scenario played out when I was in my 20s. God was teaching me perseverance in prayer. He was teaching me that delay is not denial. Can I tell you, those that are on the prayer line today, delay does not necessarily mean denial. God turned my impossibility to a possibility, and I want you to know today that he's going to do the same thing for you. I just want to come to encourage somebody. We go from faith to faith. This is not in my notes, but I just want to pour into you. We go from faith to faith and glory to glory. We grow up in prayer. We grow up in faith. We grow up in intercession. In my 20s, I was smirking. I was laughing. I had quit. I had given up. But here I am in my 50s standing against an incurable, what they said was fatal disease, standing in the gap for 7 consecutive years as my husband was sick, wrestling with premature death, telling it that it must leave my house. I come to tell you, amen, that we grow in prayer. So wherever you find yourself today, if you're melancholy, discouraged, complaining, quitting, giving up, we come to lift you. We come to build you. We come to tell you that there's hope. I don't want you to beat yourself up. I want you to be encouraged. Amen. But I also want you to stop procrastinating. God is telling us move now, pray now, strike now, fast now, travail immediately. This is my last and third P. It's production. All right? Production. God gave me Isaiah 54 to share with you. This specific verse. He was talking to me at 5 a.m., so I'm talking to you now. Rejoice with singing, you barren one. You who have never given birth. Burst into a song of joy and shout, you who have never been in labor. For the deserted wife will have more children than the married one, says Yahweh. Increase is coming, so enlarge your tent and add extensions to your dwelling. Hear the heart of God. You will produce. If I didn't hear anything that the Lord said to me this morning, he told me clearly to tell you, production that you will produce in this season. If you take up arms and you take action and you're obedient to this prophetic word of the Lord, you're going to see some things manifest in your life. Assembly is required. Action, energy, effort is required. Respond to God's cry for action and you will see results. Produce means to bring into existence, give rise to, cause, to produce them, to make or manufacture. Amen. Just as if someone was producing an automobile. It means to bring forth, give birth to, bear, to produce a litter of puppies. All right? That's an example in the dictionary. To provide, to furnish, or supply, to yield. A mine producing silver. I love that definition. You are about to birth gold, baby. You have treasure within, and you have treasure all around you. But it's looking like wood. It's looking like hay. It's looking like stubble. But if we would get in the prayer posture and get in the prayer position, we're going to see God shine some things up, make some things over. He's going to cause the things and people around us to shine and produce like silver. I'll close with this. David prayed, Psalm 39, turn my failure into success. If you have stubborn areas in your life that you need change, I encourage you to pray again. Psalms 39 is entitled A Cry for Help. God is a very present help in your time of need. David created some of his problems and negative outcomes. This is something that I lifted. I went back and added this. So let me just talk it to you. It was basically talking about fancy imaginations. Some of the stuff that David dealt with was real, but then some of the stuff that he was dealing with was just perceived in his mind, his imaginations. He had some fancy imaginations. God wrote that down for me just now, and I put it in my notes. That's called worry. That's called fretting, right? We cast our cares upon God today. We choose to believe the report of the Lord. His report says we will be productive in this season. Love you all, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you this morning.
God bless you. God bless you. You know, Pastor Scott, that hit me when you said when we produce and some of us are going to produce. I feel like I'm sometimes producing 10. You said, hey, but 10 came to my mind because it's just hollow. You know what I mean? And I just want God to just fill me up and just use me to his glory. I believe in the power of prayer, and I just thank you for this word on this morning. I'm going to listen to it again and again. We appreciate you for joining us on today and pouring into us. And we'd like to invite you back whenever you can, or when you have something, let us know so we can support you. Amen and amen.
Sure thing. I would love that. Amen.
And if we have any special prayer requests right now, can you, you all can speak now and unmute your phone. God bless you all. Well, we're quiet on this morning. I guess that we're full.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, Evangelist Gardner.
Yes. I'm asking that you continue to pray for my family.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay.
We are in need of prayer. And I believe God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. This is Sister Lori. Good morning.
God bless you, Sister Lori.
I just want to thank God for the word on today. I thank him because I receive it, and I'm asking for prayer that you help me to heed God's word, that I will develop the sense of urgency, that I will get down on my knees, and I will fast, and that I will get rid of the spirit of procrastination that's just hovering over me, and that I will produce. I know God has things for me to produce, and I just feel stumped. I feel like I can't move forward. When I sit down at the computer, nothing will come to me, but I know it's there on the inside. I feel it in my spirit. So I'm just asking that you all pray with me, pray for me, and help me to continue to pray for myself earnestly and in urgency, that I get through this period of just where I feel like I can't move forward. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Is there another? Well, we want you all to remember Mother Joyner on this morning. Mother Joyner lost her brother last month, and yesterday she lost her sister. So we are asking for prayer for the Joyner family. She's traveling now down to, I believe, South Carolina, North Carolina, well, wherever she's at. We ask that you pray for her right now, that God will continue to cover her heart. We ask that you also pray for Pastor Scott and her ministry and the ministry of her husband and the Lighthouse Church. We ask that you cover them in prayer, that God will continue to elevate her and her husband and that church family to do as they are called to do, because truly she spoke a word on this morning that I completely enjoyed. And let me just share something with you all. I've never met her in person. I've met her husband down through the years. When we first, Gary and I first moved here and got married, we used to, he was over working with the state choir at that time. However, but I follow Pastor Scott on Facebook, and I've always enjoyed what I've seen when I've seen her speak from the videos and pray in the videos. And, you know, that's a blessing to be able to feel something just by watching somebody. And I want you to be encouraged by her, be encouraged by that ministry, and really take heed to that word of God. When I asked her, now she didn't know me, to join us today, I was blessed. I was also a little taken back, because most people that work on a level of ministry in that area, they don't use it all to the glory of God. I'm not saying that they're not saved, but they're always too busy, I'd like to say, for the little folk. So today, Pastor Scott, we just thank you for taking time out to be with us. Prayer Power and Praise is a mighty group of strong, vibrant warriors. I call them of godly success. And God has blessed us over these years. And we thank you so much this morning, because today that word was truly needed. And if no one else got anything out of it, I'm sure they did, as Sister Lori explained. I sure did, because I believed that you came to speak to me, and I thank you for that. And, beloved, if we have no more that would like to share any special requests for this week. We are going to close out, and as we like to say, share the hope of God with someone, for someone yet needs to know that God is on the throne. Help, whether in word or in deed, whether with a smile or with a hug, let them know that God loves them. I love you all. Go in peace, and we'll chat soon. God bless you. Bless you.
Amen.